For many men, 65 is the new 35. I love to say that because there's so many men that are really taking care of themselves and they have throughout their whole lives, but that's a small percentage of men 65 or older. Hey, David Essel here. At 67 years of age, I can tell you that, yeah, it takes effort. It takes work to try to stay in your best shape and to have the greatest mindset and all those other kind of things that we're talking about, right? It definitely takes effort. It definitely takes work. I want to share today what I believe are some of the most important tips that men can start to follow, 65 and older. Of course, if you're under 65, these are just going to be great advantages for you as well. But I want you to really get serious about some of these things because they are about life-enhancing programs. It's about being more productive. It's about being more content. It's about being happier, filled with more peace, etc. So let's start with something that might surprise you. Number one, I really honestly believe that men 65 and older should be seeing the dentist 3 times a year. I'm not kidding. The bacteria that can build up in the mouth, especially over the years, can actually be put into the bloodstream. We do know in regards to many people that that can lead to infections of the heart. It can lead to all kinds of other problems coming from the gums, coming from the teeth. So number one, 2 to 3 times a year, a minimal of 2, but I'm a big fan of 3 times a year at the dentist. All right, number two. Meditation and breathing exercises every day. It rejuvenates the body. We know when we do deep belly breathing, or what's referred to as diaphragmatic breathing, when you put your hand on your stomach and you inhale deeply and hold it and then exhale, you're bringing more oxygen to the body than you could ever believe. By breathing in this way, you're also decreasing anxiety. When you do those really deep breaths, and we recommend men over 65 to start your morning like this, lay in bed, 10 deep breaths, your hand on your stomach, making sure your stomach is moving in and out, in and out. It will actually stimulate the vagus nerve, which starts to calm anxiety. A lot of men that I work with in the morning, they wake up filled with anxiety. They could be retired, and what am I going to do today? Or maybe they own a business, and there's a lot of stress and responsibility. Or maybe they work from somewhere else, and there's a lot of stress and responsibility. Let's start out the day in a really good way. We also recommend men 65 and older to stay away from all electronics for the first hour of the day. Why is that? No phone, no iPad, no TV, no nothing. It allows you to awaken to the world in a calm and peaceful way. When we get up in the morning, the first thing we do is look at our iPhone, we look at our computer, we look at the weather, we look at the stocks. We're not present. We're not present to the day. So we say if you remove for the first hour, maybe you start with 30 minutes, but you remove that first 30 minutes to 1 hour of all electronics, use that time to breathe, to pray, to journal, to write, to read something motivational, anything that's going to lift your spirits. Remember, the way you start the day is crucial in regards to how the day is going to go. Next up is going to be food, and this is a big one. For those individuals that are extremely overweight, you've got to work with a physician to get to the core and the cause, or a therapist, psychologist, coach, of what it is that's creating this additional overeating or emotional eating. When we eliminate emotional eating foods, we eliminate so much of our weight gain. And the other thing I want you to remember is this, is that by eating every 3 to 4 hours, your blood sugar levels stay normalized. So the chances of you overeating junk food, snack food, et cetera, decreases dramatically. Okay. What's next for that person over 65? Well, we got to talk about exercise. It doesn't matter if it's 35 minutes, an hour walk around the neighborhood 6 days a week, or hitting the gym. But you've got to keep that brain active. And one of the ways to keep the brain active is the release of serotonin and dopamine that happens during exercise. What's next? Well, we know through studies with dementia and Alzheimer's that men over 65 that are engaged in things like crossword puzzles or anything that challenges the brain. Remember that word neuroplasticity? It means that the brain, as it ages, can start to expand and actually learn new things, enhance your life. Well, this is one of the ways we do it, right? And next up, if you're single, think about getting a pet. It could be a cat, it could be a goldfish, it could be a dog. But there's something about companionship as we age that's crucially important. It doesn't necessarily have to be a human being. Some of the men that I've worked with that are not a fan of animals or don't have time for animals actually do a garden in their windowsills if they live in the winter areas, or they'll do a garden outdoors as something that keeps them alive, something that keeps them practicing healthy habits. Now, it doesn't matter what you grow. If you grow flowers just to be beautiful, fantastic. If you grow food to eat healthy food, fantastic. Next up for men over 65, we've got to eliminate all fast food and all junk food. And I know this is a big one, right? We're so dependent upon it. But as we age, that sugar content, that fat content creates hell in the body. And when we talk about sugar and those type of foods, sugar, white flour, salt, fat, those are all things that'll screw with cholesterol levels, mess around with other incredibly important aspects of your mental, physical health, etc. And the last thing I'm going to say is this. Having faith in something greater than ourselves is one of the most beautiful ways that we can end this current life, but life goes on forever anyway, but how we can end this current life is having some type of faith-based program. It doesn't have to be a church, or it could be a church. It doesn't have to be a synagogue, or it could be. It doesn't have to be a spiritual center, or it could be. I just want to give you some ideas on how we can take being 65 and turn it into 35. If you follow these practices, you will find within 3 to 6 months a completely different you. You will find that your chronological age is not going to match your physical age anymore. Your physical age is going to start to go down, and your chronological age is going to continue to go up. But with these self-care tips, you're going to extend potentially your life. But more importantly than anything, it's the quality of life that is so crucial as we age. Not long ago, my father died, and you know, it was amazing. He was 94. He had no regrets in life. He had lived a great life. He told me right off the bat that he's ready to go and be with mom in heaven. And he's someone that really did take care of himself. Now, he didn't exercise as much as I would have loved him to, but he did walk on a daily basis. When he was in one of their little homes in Florida, he would get on his tricycle, his big tricycle. It took us forever to convince him that it was a good thing to do. And he would get on his tricycle and ride around the mobile home park. You see, all of these are lifestyle changes. You don't have to do them all at once. If I can help you at all, go to talkdavid.com. We have 5 books there for free. You can gain a lot of information just from the books. If you want to work with me one-on-one, I would love to help you no matter where you live in the world. Let's look at 65 and above as the new 35 and above. And making the changes I'm saying right here are going to help you do that. I'll work with you one-on-one. We have specials going on because of inflation. Everything is at talkdavid.com. I'm David Essel. Have a great day.